The first coach on today's teleconference is Michigan's Kim Barnes-Orrico. The Wolverines will be the number 8 seed in this week's Big Ten tournament and will face number 9 Iowa at noon Eastern time in the second round of the tournament on Thursday. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Katie.
All right, I'll let you start with an opening statement and then we'll take questions from the media.
Well, I would just like to say that this is finishing my fourth season in the Big Ten, and our league is just continuing to grow and improve every year. And I think it was such an exciting finish down the stretch from top to bottom. Every team in our league is pretty impressive. You have teams that finished at the bottom of the league that were ranked earlier in the season. So I think that really speaks volumes to the depth of our league and the strength of our league. And really to have a finish that came down to playing on the last day for first place in our league speaks volumes as well. Some really great individual performances throughout the year, as well as team performances from top to bottom. And no one going undefeated, I think that also speaks parity to how great our league is. For us in particular, we were led by a sophomore who's one of the top scorers in the country, in Caitlin Flaherty, had a tremendous season for us, as well as a freshman in Hallie Thom. And both of them, I think, are two of the top players in our league. So I think that speaks volumes to our team moving forward. And with a young squad, we were able to finish with 9 wins in the Big Ten. And for our program that doesn't have a tremendous amount of tradition and history just yet, that's just the 8th time in program history that happened. And we started 4-7 and finished at 9-9. So I think we're still a team that's improving and coming on strong late in the year, winning 5 of our last 7 games. You know, obviously, I'd like to finish at the top of our league every year, but I think we are a young team that's continuing to improve, and we're excited about the tournament this upcoming weekend and a chance to play Iowa again.
All right. Thank you, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions from the media.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Ted James with Michigan Daily.
Hi, Coach. How's it going?
Good morning, Ted. How are you?
I'm doing well. I guess my first thought, would you be able to talk a little bit more about your reaction when you knew you guys were going to be playing Iowa?
Well, I mean, I think any team in our conference is a tough team and is going to be a challenge for us. It's nice to kind of play someone that you've had an opportunity to play 2 times before in Iowa. So I think, you know, we're excited about the opportunity to get another shot at them. We split with them this year. They're an incredible opponent, have a great program. They finished a little bit lower than they traditionally have this year because they're similar to us in really a lot of young kids making an impact for them. So we're a similar program. They have a great coach. And we think it will be a great opportunity for us on Thursday.
Looking at some of the specific matchups, they've got some of their strengths with their guard, Allie, and their post player, Chase Coley. Where do you feel like you guys have a potential advantage, and how could you maybe exploit that?
Well, I think, you know, they're post players, and they have a freshman and a sophomore. Gustafson, too, is coming along, a freshman for them, and playing really well. I think we have to take advantage in transition, and we were able to do that the few times that we played them. We were able to find Caitlin Flaherty for a lot of shots. She scored well against them both times that we played them. So I think transition is going to be key for us, as well as being able to take advantage of Caitlin's matchup. And we have to rebound. I mean, they hurt us in the second game, really rebounding the ball down the stretch. So we need to make sure we do a great job rebounding the basketball against them as well.
It was another problem the other day with post players getting into foul trouble. How do you see that hopefully, you know, not being a problem for the team this weekend?
Well, I think when we're our most successful, it's when our post players are able to stay out of foul trouble. Obviously, Hallie is having an incredible season for us and really making an impact on the inside. So So it's going to be important for her to stay out of foul trouble in this Iowa game, especially with their size, as well as Kelsey Mitchell. And, you know, that's some stuff that we'll break down this week, really trying to stay out of foul trouble and trying to make an impact on the defensive end without fouling.
Definitely. And then one last question for me. When you guys, the first time you guys played Iowa, it was a 17-point comeback to end up beating them. One of the most probably exciting games of the season. Do you guys try to build off your past games against them, or are they mainly behind you?
No, I think we definitely have to watch film. That's the advantage we have. We've played them twice. We really know how we match up head-to-head. I think we really have to look at those games and see how they hurt us at their place. You know, and we were up at their place and what they did down the stretch to pull away in that game, and really how we were able to come back at our place, and when we played them, how we're successful. So we'll spend some time, you know, watching film when we played them the first couple times, but really trying to go to our strengths and make sure that, you know, Hallie and Caitlin get touches, and hopefully everybody else is able to step up and perform as well on Thursday.
Our next question comes from the line of Noah Neidehofer with Testudo Times.
Coach, obviously a first-round game, and you have to focus on that game first and foremost, winning to make it to the next one. But playing the next day, how much time do you give in terms of scouting a potential next team that you play? So, for instance, you know, are you looking at any kind of film or video on Maryland at the same time that you might be looking at film for Iowa?
That's a great question. Obviously, from a coaching perspective, that's one thing that we always emphasize with our players in our program is you can never look past any opponent. And especially in our league, when every game you play is such a competitive game. So our kids will be focused on Iowa, but I'm fortunate enough to have a tremendous staff that really will be working on Maryland and any future opponents that we'll be facing. And sometimes as a coach with quick turnarounds, whether that's the NCAA tournament, the Big Ten tournament, if you have to start putting in things, if a team does something unique that you may never face and you only have one day of preparation for it, you may have to add it into practice this week. But we're fortunate that we had just played Maryland not too long ago, and that's another opponent that we have faced twice this season. So we kind of have a pretty good idea of how they're successful and what they do. But for our players, the focus is just going to be on Iowa, because you can't look past any opponent in our league and think you're going to be successful. That's how competitive our league is.
Our next question comes from the line of Shelley Teal with Big Ten Network.
Hi, Kim.
Good morning, Shelley.
How have you guys developed since your previous matchup with Iowa? What have you seen as your biggest growth area, and what do you think needs the most improvement for that game?
Well, I think you can't take anything away from experience. It's funny, when I watch Iowa and you get an opportunity to see them a bunch too, they're young players just like ours. So Gustafson and Tanaya, you know, they continue to make mistakes, but they're continuing to improve. And, you know, we have a similar situation with Boogie Brzezowski and Hallie Thom, who are freshmen and sophomores, really are the players that are have a large impact on our success. So our improvement comes with their experience, and they have to be put in situations, and the only way to sometimes get better at certain things is to really experience them. So, you know, yesterday we went to Rutgers for the first time, and just thinking of the first time Caitlin Flaherty went there a year ago and how tough of an experience that was for her, and our freshmen kind of experienced a little bit of that yesterday. So I think it's, you know, they're getting better and we're improving, and I think that's just due to experience. Confidence is a major part of that, and you know, we're just trying to get reps, we're just trying to get our shot down, we're just trying to, you know, get our confidence back, especially, you know, coming off of a loss. But I think we are continuing to grow, and I think we are continuing to get better. We rebounded the ball pretty well yesterday against a tough team. I think we have to take care of the ball a little bit better. I think our turnovers are probably an area where we want to get better, and just continue to emphasize the importance of value in the basketball and each possession, where sometimes young kids really don't understand that.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us again this morning, and we'll see you at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Thank you, guys.